Cow Canyon Citizens Advisory Council meeting for Lower Cow Canyon. Call to order, if we could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Jean Sawyer.
Andy Skehan.
Derek Wells.
Thank you. County staff, this, here, this afternoon, I'm supposed to introduce you, it says staff introduction.
Michelle Barrett, here on behalf of Commissioner Becker.
Thank you. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on an agenda, this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about the items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. You'll be limited to 3 minutes, and please step up to the speaker's podium, and if applicable, clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. Moving on to the approval of minutes for February 11th for any possible action.
Move to approve.
Move to approve. Approved.
That was fun.
Okay, looking for approval of the agenda for April 29th, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Okay, approve. Any announcements for any upcoming or community meetings of events for discussion only?
I just want to let you know about a couple things that Commissioner Becker has coming up. Tomorrow, actually, we'll be out in Indian Springs for Shoes That Fit, and we'll be going and giving over 100 pairs of shoes to the students out at Indian Springs Elementary. Otherwise, mark your calendar. She's going to do, it's called Croissants with the Commish, and it'll be on May 31st, actually right here. So, not hard to find. We have a wonderful bakery that's local here called Wistfully Thinking Cakes. The baker has been on, I think she won some things on the Food Network, and so she's gonna be supplying the wonderful croissants. So, it'll be from 9:30 to 11, if you can stop by and join us. Otherwise, my normal one, if you have any issues within your neighborhood or whatnot that need to be reported, please utilize our Fix-It Clark County website or app. You can go ahead and take pictures and submit those. You'll get case numbers, and it'll give you updates on what happens with those incidences that might be of concern. That is everything. Thank you.
Planning and zoning, none to be heard. General business. The review of the Lower Cow Canyon bylaws for possible action. Am I supposed to review all of these out loud? I just want to know what we're supposed to
do. It was each individual, if you had any issues or changes.
Okay.
The only thing I can let you know from other bylaws is usually the time might have been a little bit off, but ours is right on time for 5:30.
Okay.
And the dates, January, April, July, and October.
Okay. Comments by the general public. Is there anyone here wishing
to approve them?
Oh, I'm sorry. Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Unanimous.
Any comments by the general public? Anyone here to have? Okay. Looks like our next meeting will be July 29th, 2025 at 5:30 p.m. right here. And if there's no one requesting to speak or has anything, okay, come on up, or just ask your question.
Actually, you have to come up and you have to give your name and address.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yes. Come on up and state your name and.
Mark Minner, 8780 Elvis Live Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89166 in Lower Kyle Canyon. I had some questions and comments about the work they're doing on the Kyle Canyon project. It was RTS. I don't want to get the acronym wrong, but whoever's the controlling authority on the work on the highway. Right now, they have us on a detour, and the detour will remain in place, from what I was told, until they're done with that work. My question is, from Wagner Ranch Road, which is right about where I am, all the way up to Scotty Road, they've been doing grading on both sides of the road where there's normally runoff, part of the drainage they use when we have weather events up there. They've been, I don't know the actual footage, 20, 40, 60 feet wide on each side. They've been grading that. They're moving out into some of the side roads with it. So I would like to find out why that's happening. And they've got big earth movers and graders still parked out in the scrub. So they're not done yet. I don't know if this is connected to what they're doing down by the power lines, but there's no sign to call anybody for that. And I just would like to know if they're just decking it down so it's flattening it out, or if it was unsafe because it was too steep and cars would go off and get stuck. I don't know, but I'd love to get some feedback on that so my brain stops spinning on why is this, why are they doing that?
So along Kyle Canyon Road between Wagner and to Scotty.
Scotty Road, that seems to be where
they're grading the road, finding out why, and you said it's RTS project?
I think it's RTC, I think is
RTC.
What it is.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's their project or not, but this all happened right around the same time they were working on the, I guess it's going to be a turn lane to go the new road they're putting by the power lines. That's the reason they're putting this on that. Detour road. And I don't know if anybody, this is the last little piece of it, I don't know if anybody cares or not. I called up RTC on that when it first came up, and when they're done with the road, they're going to break up the pavement and they're going to do the whole area that they had the detour with some type of low dust gravel and then walk away. That's how it was explained to me. So I just don't know what that's going to look like, a big giant strip of gravel that's 3 miles long. But just let you know, in case you didn't know, that's what they're going to do.
Are you talking about on the road itself, the gravel?
Us on the detour right now that they just paved.
Right.
Okay. I believe they're going to break all that up when they're done. And all of that graded area that is left, they're going to just put down low dust gravel.
And abandon it.
Yeah, walk away. Yeah, abandon it. So that's, I don't know what that's going to look like or not, but I figured if there's somebody, if it doesn't look good or in your mind that's going to look like a huge eyesore, might want to mention something before they finish the project.
I'm going to find out. That's where I was taking that as much info as I had. Unless.
Thank you, that's it. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I will look to see who I need to talk to about that. And find any answer.
Do we need his information, an email or something for him so that he can get that information as well?
We have it on the record, but I will go ahead and give you my card and we'll kind of serve that as well.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else?
One other thing I forgot to announce. We have a new member tonight. Eric Wells is the newest member of the Lower Kyle Canyon Board, and we are thrilled that he has stepped up. He has served on the board previously and is back to help out again, and so we are honored to have you here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Might as well, first time. So, good evening, everyone. My name is Sergeant Kevin Safiris with the LVMPD. I recently took over the Mount Charleston Area Command, which covers a very large area. It's not just Mount Charleston, which obviously includes Lower Colorado Canyon, includes Indian Springs, Cold Creek, Corn Creek. We assist the Paiute tribes. We handle issues in and around Creech Air Force Base and all the rural areas, working with our other outside jurisdiction partners. So, just wanted to leave my card with everyone after the fact and introduce myself. If you have any things, I am the only sergeant that works that area. I'm very lucky and fortunate to have that spot. I'm excited to have it. I had it since January 18th, and that could be it for me. So if there's any questions, comments, concerns, I'll leave my information, and I'll be your point of contact for all your needs in that area.
Thank you.
Do you have any information on what he was talking about, any grading?
To be honest, no. We did have a highway coalition meeting. It's weird. They're looking at it now, but so we did have a highway coalition meeting, and the focus of that meeting was more so the winter issues that we were having, who's going to tow what, and who we're going to call. Nothing was really mentioned about the road. I hate speculating, but the only things that were said to me is the widening of the road. One thought that I heard was kind of going up into Mount Charleston, the roads are getting widened because of the wildlife. If there's nothing for them to eat right up against the road, if you remember, there's vegetation right up to the road. If there's nothing for them to eat, there's no reason for them to be at the road, which should, in essence, save lives and reduce accidents, and hopefully we don't harm any more animals. So but that's going further north. I live in the area just south of Lower Colorado Canyon, and obviously you see that the road is widened, and I have no idea if it's anything to do with the future plans with the station casinos. Obviously there's gonna be more lanes, ingress, egress. But officially, I have not been informed of anything, any types of official plans. So.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything
all right.
Else?
Thank you,
okay.
Thank you very
me.
Much. Okay. Next meeting will be held July 29th, 2025 at 5:30 p.m. And the time is 5:45, and this meeting is adjourned.